You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well. One thing I'll tell you right now, do not bring a date to see this movie, because you'll be on the ride home and you'll be sitting there kind of quiet, and it'll be start to be an uncomfortable, icy, if you will, quiet. And at one point, she'll turn to you and go, do you remember that time about 6 months ago when you did this fill in the blank?
But then you get to say, but I didn't fucking abandon you on a mountain.
At least I didn't do that. At least I wasn't Will Ferrell.
Yeah, no, it makes everybody look good.
At least I wasn't Will Ferrell is actually my usual opener on a date.
And I feel like one of the big problems here is that the original movie that this is based on, I hate to be that guy that's going to go, like, I'm going to criticize this based on how I feel about
the
original film.
The movie you only kind of liked?
I did like, genuinely like it. Everyone else was seeing it with me was like, that was the best thing all year.
That
like,
means you
not.
Only kind of liked it.
Are
that's
you the,
how that math works.
Are you the internet?
Let's be fair, it is a comedy.
But that movie was definitely much more about the uncomfortable nuance and less about the comedy. I mean, there's comedy there, but it's much more focused on the psychological aspect of it. This one, which is indeed a remake of that 2014 film, is trying to insert a lot more of comedy into it. And I think,
hence the casting,
that's not really the problem per se. It's that it's a very fine balance to walk between being able to be this couple who has this thing happen that on the surface might even seem to an outsider like not that big of a deal, but that is an insidious growing spike in their everything about their relationship and what they are. To pull that off requires some serious chops between comedy and drama.
And Julia Louis Dreyfus has it.
She's Louis. Got it.
Louis.
Will Ferrell, Louis. Sad to say, who I like very much, and it's not a criticism of him as an overall, but in terms of trying to pull off something with that mix, he does not have it.
He's giving it his all and not doing Man-Child or anything that's his worst, but because of that, there's not a lot of life to it either.
Well, and also, you know, in using terminology that this movie uses, he is punching out of his weight class.
He really is.
You know, because every time he's in a scene with Louis Dreyfus, she's just smoking him, and it's not like she's trying to like, chew the scenery or send him up. Her performance is so nuanced and on the nose that, you know, it just makes him look like a Saint Bernard, like,
no,
she's trying to perform microsurgery.
She's just better. Yeah, she's just a stronger presence.
You know, a lot of people who are big fans of Force Majeure, shut up, Bo.
You know, like Chris wasn't.
Immediately decided they were going to hate this film. And in fact, a lot of people who I saw reviews from...
That's why Marco isn't on this review.
All around us, in the theater.
Lot of people I saw reviews at Sundance, like the reviews just start with, did you even choose to remake this glorious, wonderful, perfect film?
I hate that question so much. It's such a closed-minded question to ask.
But,
it's
just, and Frankie and I were actually discussing that after the movie. It's like, that's a statement you can make after the movie comes out, but you can't just judge a movie purely off it didn't need to exist.
And it's fine to draw comparisons, but I also say it's important to judge a movie as if you hadn't ever seen the thing it is remaking and judge it on its own merits. I think there's plenty of remakes out there that were better than their foreign language version. I always think of The Ring being one where, like, that's so much better than the Japanese Ring. Sorry, purists, it is.
This just in, Chris hates Japan.
Oh, I mean, I'd even say some English language ones. The Evil Dead remake might be better than the first Evil Dead.
You're wrong, but that's fine. No, I like that one too. That's all right.
Please tell us more about movies.
You're wrong. Let's move on to this movie instead of discussing real topics.
Okay, CJ. Sorry.
Never been hurt so hard.
Sorry, that's a hot take for those of you who follow us on our All of Us social group on
Facebook.
Look
us up. It's fun.
This is not a lazy waste of time remake of this. I want to be very clear right off the bat.
It's they very put involving.
Real effort to do this. This is not, despite what a lot of audiences who are going to come in this knowing nothing about this even being a remake. Oh, Will Ferrell and Louis Dreyfus.
Why is that so hard? It's sorry, not God just damn. Why is that so hard?
It rolls off the tongue better the other way. I don't know what to tell you. yeah. Are they're expecting something significantly more broad, you know, and goofy, yeah. and that's not the movie here. There are moments of it, but overall, it's that's not what they're trying to do. Film. And this is Nat Faxon and Jim Rash directing this, who indeed are Academy Award winning screenwriters who wrote the script for this as well for The Descendants, and have proven that they've got their chops for this type of movie. Yeah, that's
movie,
a mix.
This feels in that vein.
Yeah. Yeah, this movie is far from without its merits. Like, there are some really good scenes. Even Ferrell's scenes, it's just literally the casting against him makes it worse for his scenes. But I mean, he's good.
Is it because she's better? Is it because she's better?
Well, their scenes together are clearly, you're like, your eyes are drawn to her in every scene. Like, you're focused on her in every moment. Like, even the
well, and I think some of that is editing,
sure.
Because there, I think this movie is very pretty in many ways. The costuming is great. obviously, the setting is awesome, but they do have a tendency to like stick the camera right in the face of whoever's talking and let them deliver their lines, and then do the same thing to who they're talking to, whereas. The delivery in this movie and how it kind of works best is when it is more theatrical and you're seeing a reaction as well as the person talking, and they don't do that enough.
So the story here is that those two we keep mentioning are play Billy and Pete Staunton. They are a longtime married couple who had kids a little later than a lot of people do. They're both obviously in their 50s, and their kids are like in their very early
like
to 13, preteens. 14,
you know,
something yeah.
Like that, the kind and you just want to like.
They're on a ski vacation in the Alps, you know, and everything at first, I mean, everything seems fine. They're normal. We've been married for a while. We've got routines down of how when we deal when the kids are acting out, what have you. And at one point, after a day of skiing, they're sitting on an outdoor patio having lunch.
Like a little chalet-style restaurant.
Yeah. And there's an explosion, and they see snow starting to come down from the mountain, and it gets bigger and bigger until it is indeed very intimidatingly big. In sure. fact, having been at a ski lodge when they do that, it is, in fact, very frightening. Like, you see it, and it comes down, and, like, it's not quite as intense as it was in the scene, because the snow comes down, and you're like, it's pure white, you couldn't see anything, but you get hit with snow.
I believe the first movie, The Force Majeure, was actually based on a viral video of it happening, and, like, it coming, and all these people going, like, they've got their cameras out, filming this, you know, oh, look, it's a triggered avalanche, and then they're like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, and everybody starts running.
It ends up being very scary looking. It can be a frightening experience. If you've not had it happen before. And, you know, most of the people there start indeed, like, kind of starting to freak out and take off. Ferrell grabs his cell phone.
I love that.
And
I
just
so hilarious.
Takes off.
Yeah.
Doesn't even spare a glance for his family, who are on the other side of the table. It would be harder for them to get away.
Sure.
And Dreyfus just covers both of her kids and holds them close. And then, you know, the next thing you know, it's over. You know, everything's kind of a mess, but it's not like destruction. It's a thing that happens regularly.
Well, not for the chalet style, but the marriage.
The restaurant's still standing.
So he saunters back, and you can tell immediately he knows what he's done wrong in his face. And full credit to Ferrell for knowing that there are times to play broad and there are times not to. And I think overall he does get that, and he's giving it his all. And right there, you're like, oh, I think he might actually pull off this bit. He kind of sheepishly comes back to the table, but then assumes a nothing happened untoward, let's order food type position.
Soup.
You can tell from Dreyfus's face and her mastery of, from watching seasons of Veep, of how she's so great at being what the f-
Yeah.
You know, face of like, is it, but did I, but that
She has great face, and she's just so expressive. Like,
Even the kid, because I made a point to look at the kids while they were, because they were doing the reaction job with her. Because
they hold it for
a bit. Even the kids are doing a good job of like, holy shit, did that did that just happen?
It's
did,
just
did
surreal.
Dad just fuck us?
It's surreal. Yeah. Not just the experience itself of what happened with the snow, but with the, what Dad did.
Yeah.
And you realize quickly this is going to come to something. Yeah. But it's a but it takes a while because Dreyfus is she's been married to this guy for a while. They have kids. He's acting like nothing weird happened. She's doubting herself, I think, at first.
Don't you love that, though, that they'd sit on this for so long and let it simmer?
Well, it wouldn't work unless they
yeah. Yeah. yeah, and it's yeah. it is it's trauma. I mean,
yeah.
if my dad had done that, I'd be like, well, everything I have assembled about you in my head is completely fucking wrong. And it's just... out.
He just wants to go about the vacation and hope that this is going to blow over and no one had the same reaction.
Like,
that
no one
he,
saw me do that,
he
right?
Knows, so, he knows yeah. what he did
including
wrong.
Being stupid enough to go, oh, you want to talk? Hey, let's have friends over.
Yeah, a guy that weirdly works with, played by Zach Woods, and he and his girlfriend are doing a sort of international travel week. And like, oh yeah, you're near here, you should totally come here. Yes, come here. And
please,
he's like,
come,
please come.
Yes.
And that is when everything breaks way into the open, and everything goes from slightly icy to completely frozen over. And the question at that point is, what could possibly be done to save this marriage at this point? Out of something like just that, like the situation, like one action, one little action like that, that like... It maybe if you heard someone else talking about it at a party, it wouldn't immediately strike you as bad as it is. But it's pretty goddamn bad.
I mean, the
bad.
Significance yeah. and the symbolism
yeah.
of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is, on paper, a really fascinating exploration, at least as far as this movie goes, a really fascinating exploration of a long-term relationship dynamic and how the simplest things can change that. In practice, it's watching Dreyfus know exactly how to play every scene in this movie and having Farrell try really hard, but struggle to get much past a sort of sheepish hangdog look.
And she's like, can we just talk about her for a minute and how underrated she's always been?
She's a national treasure.
Yeah, yes. I know. She really is. You don't win the Mark Twain Prize for being like, you know, a hack. But I love what she does with this. And I'm really always been sad that she never got more screen work. She did that really great movie, which I haven't seen, that with James Gandolfini. Wasn't his last
Oh,
film?
It was really good. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah with yeah. Kristen Stewart. Welcome to the Ropers or something like that. I can't remember.
No, was it?
I think so.
Enough said. Enough said.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too. I remember it being
Enough
okay.
Said.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But my gosh, she does know how to play the comedic beats and the sort of like more somber beats
she
and
can,
in between.
She can make it funny while your heart is breaking for her at the
yeah.
same time and not in a broad way. And just what she does with her face
yeah.
in this really complex emotional situation this character is in, she completely sells it.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you know every little twitch of her mouth and her eyes. What she's going through.
Well, it's funny. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, just there's moments where you know the movie's like clearly she's in the wrong in some of these scenes, but those scenes you're also like, but
you think
those scenes. But I'm saying in those scenes you also get that this is her trying to compensate and cope with what happened, and like there's one where she's trying to get some closure on the blame for like the stress that has put them on. It's like okay, she's taking it to a level that's beyond that, but it's clear she's trying to keep this. Handled and like express how heavy it was also to Will Ferrell's character without directly addressing it at that point.
Yeah,
and I don't even think she's wrong. I think
yeah.
she's just
I don't
she
think
is,
so either.
She's not dealing with it in the way that a typical film mom is supposed mm-hmm. to handle it, which is, oh, I'm going to be nurturing and at some point I'm going to, you know, if this were the Will Ferrell vehicle that Will Ferrell vehicles normally are, she would stand aside, she would finally pat him on the head and say, we're going to make this right, honey. And she's not. She's like, what? She's kind of a hard-bitten attorney type. And she's like, are you out of your fucking mind? You know, there's, you know, A, there's no denying what you did. And B, I have no idea how we're going to make this right. And so C, why the fuck haven't you talked to me about this?
Mm.
You know, you've done mm-hmm. nothing but avoid me. And she plays those so well that, I mean, it's like, you certainly can't hate her.
I don't think she's wrong either. I think that
she's just having trouble processing.
Yeah, well,
I meant by is that she's there trying to process it and it comes off as aggressive and negative if you're looking at it from outwardly, but her performance sells it more of that's what her target
is. Well, they're both continuously processing it. I think they're both continuously figuring it out. And, you know, it's this one moment that says so much about where they were, where they didn't think they were.
And they give them both, like, solo ventures to figure things out. And,
yeah.
And once again, I mean, I think Dreyfuss does a better job of it. But those are kind of the moments where Farrell is shining a bit because he's not, you know, going toe-to-toe with fucking Muhammad Ali, you know, in the ring. And you know, occasionally, it, you know, it's like I wish this had had a more seasoned director. Not that I think these guys did a really good job with it, but film directors, they can do, you know, they basically... You know, as far as the characters go, they assume that you know what you're fucking doing. And, you know, they've got enough to fucking fuck with. So they're not going to do a lot of character work with you. Whereas I think somebody who is more used to dealing with that kind of stuff and bringing out a performance could have helped Will Ferrell.
What else have these guys done?
Oh, well, they're best known for The Descendants.
Descendants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're best, that was the screenplay. Did they yeah. direct?
They no, they just did else? The screenplay
yeah,
for
that's
that.
What I thought.
Have they directed before?
Jim Rash has directed a few things.
Yeah, and a lot of television.
Yeah.
He's the guy, if you don't know, most people know him as the principal on Community.
The Dean. Yeah.
The Dean.
Oh, right, you mentioned that. Yeah.
Right?
Dean Ledeen.
Yeah. I will say, in speaking specifically to your point about how they each have their own things, like comparing those... Farrell chooses to play most of that, although as very broad. And this, you can see how an actor who had a better grasp on this character would have taken that exact script and done something different and more interesting with right. that sequence. Yeah. Whereas Dreyfuss's sequence, which is incredibly funny and one of the funniest sequences in the film, where she's basically... Like, in a position where she's so mad at him, she doesn't even know if she wants to be married to him anymore. And she ends up with a super ridiculously hot ski instructor who's coming on to her.
Italian accent.
Who's, like, you know, so hot. Like, I mean, it'd be hard to see.
He like looks
most
like Italian
people
Chris
would,
Pine.
Most people would cheat with this guy.
I don't say that.
he's Guillermo.
I hate Chris Pine.
You have the weirdest hates, I'm saying.
And it's really funny. And it's just a moment where she's like, you know, she does... Like, you can't believe, oh my God, she actually kissed him. And then she breaks it off and goes, and as she leaves, she's like, just so you know, if I wanted to, I would fuck you right through that wall.
Yeah, it's just so perfect.
And she nails that beat. Like,
it's
perfect.
Played yeah. nicely by Miranda Otto, who's thankfully having kind of a comeback right
she's
now.
She's just having as much fun as she can.
Miranda Otto.
Yeah, it's like a person who works there, but she seems like she just plays there, who is like the person who immediately comes in and is like, hey guys, I'm going to be your friend.
Yeah,
and
for like a minute there, you're like going here. Through these mental gymnastics of like, wait a minute, did they accidentally sign up for the swinger chalet? Because that's what this looks like. It looks like there's going to be a fucking après ski orgy if this woman is booking
this
place.
This woman is like, oh, how do you... I mean, she was got bigger laughs in her scenes than Dreyfuss did. In I'm like...
Because she's so funny.
Terrible.
Yeah, she's just committing full hard to this like
character,
to this
yeah.
Swiss woman with like the strong... Or Austrian woman with like the strongest accent speaking English.
The best scene acting-wise is they're in a gondola together talking, and it's just fucking awesome.
No. Yeah,
because now it's Frasier and Ali, and you're getting a much different fight.
You expected that scene to play out, once again, much more broadly than it did, and it starts off setting you up for that.
Yeah.
And then it starts to become really interesting.
Because
Dreyfuss knows this character is not a one-dimensional character.
Yeah. There's a practicality to the Miranda Otto character. She's got great self-awareness, too. And
yeah.
I like the way she looks at things.
When
know.
She explains who she is and what she does, she's like, one, her character stays true to being very direct and open, which is exactly how she's played the whole movie, which is great. And then, two, it's like, when she explains, it's like, okay, I don't know if that's exactly the right logic, but it's your logic, and it's what you live by, and you feel that in her performance, where it's like, no, this is her everything, and it just kind of works, and her explaining it to Dreyfuss is like, it's such a great parallel between two different characters.
Well, let's go to final thoughts. Ben, keep going.
I think overall, it's a really solid movie, especially if you've never heard of the original. Like, you're going to walk out of this going, well, that was a really interesting concept, and there's some good performances.
Did you watch the original?
I have not. I just know all the good about it because I was at Fantastic Fest that year as well. And everybody was like, that was the best thing. That should win the Oscar, which did it?
No, it certainly did not.
No, I mean for a film.
I don't know.
Either way, I thought it might have. But yeah, I think it was...
people at Fantastic Fest get very excited about things. Sometimes they are correct. Like this past year, when we were very excited about Parasite.
Yeah. People are excited about Coming to Daddy, and that's amazing. And it just, don't. We're not doing this, Ben.
So, no. I will say, yeah, Will Ferrell, he's not bad in this. The problem is, not bad does not play off 1 to 2 powerhouse actresses that you have to play off of. I will say, like, his scenes with Zach Woods, like... they're on a pretty equal level there, and those scenes are good because he's not trying to punch up. He's just, you know, you get a better picture of that character because he's not trying to compete. He's more, you know, just being there and living in the character, which is actually really good in those moments. The problem is, most of this movie is him against Dreyfuss, and you don't... he's not going to win that, and it does distract you. And it's a well-made movie overall. It's well-written. There's a lot of good laughs, and there's well-earned laughs. Like, they hold on scenes well. I love the shots where they just hold on characters reacting, and I love that commitment to good actors. When Dreyfuss is complaining about the avalanche, just the reaction shots in the scene, the setup of that scene, is such perfect, simple, clean comedy. That's a great way to do it without pointing out what's funny about the scene. You can just feel it in the whole moment. And I kind of wish the movie had more of that, because while it is focusing more on comedy than the original supposedly does, it's something they achieve a lot of the time. So I'm going to give this 7 out of 10 cell phones that you should really just put the fuck down.
Frank?
I think I'm in the minority here when I say I thought Ferrell delivered. I don't like Will Ferrell a lot of the times. I mean, that... Talladega Nights shit and all that, you know.
I like Talladega Nights.
I do like Talladega Nights.
I hate that.
That might be my favorite of his crazy
movies. Of his goofy movies, that's my favorite.
That's my favorite goofy one.
We were talking before the screening, me and Chris, and the one goofy performance, I'm using the quotation marks right now, that he's ever given that I've actually been drawn to was Producers. Yeah. I thought he was, he really just changed that
and
role for me.
Dramatically, he, with a much more nuanced type of comedy, with Stranger Than Fiction, he actually really delivered.
So beautiful. I love him in the Everything Must Go. I liked him in the Woody Allen movie he did, Miranda and Miranda. Even though it's a shitty movie, he was great in it. And I think he was great in here too. I don't see him being as broad as I associate him being. I just think that the problem is that, you know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is just a stronger performer, and
he can't keep up with her.
She's just got stronger connection to the material, and to be fair, she's got the richer of the two roles.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, at the end of the day,
I think that. Like I said, and I hate to bring up the original watching the original and going, that performer, the one thing you'll see, that both actors were nailing it. Mm-hmm. Like, on a level where you felt they were equal in what they were doing.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I haven't seen the original.
I feel like the material lends itself to someone to be able to be...
His role's rich, but it takes a lot more to mine that out of it, because he gets less scenes that are dynamic, whereas Dreyfuss' character does have a lot more scenes where it's more active.
And to be fair, let's also remember that this movie's only 1 hour and 26 minutes long as well. I really, like I said before, I hate when people pull the remake card. Why do you need to remake this? Why, you know, I don't subscribe to the notion that there's only one interpretation of any one story or any one reading of any one text. I love seeing the way films transfer between cultures and, you know, whatnot. I think this is a good example of that. I love seeing this American couple that were, you know, that seemed just, you know, well, you know, content and everything's fine. And this event happens and it makes them question, you know, where they actually are in their marriage and in their relationship and what they mean to each other and how much they mean to each other. And I love that they have to skirt around it. And I love that it's this tension that's just boiling up. It has a very... this interpretation anyways has a very sort of like that James L. Brooks slash Albert Brooks feeling in a lot of ways. Although I think they would have done a better job with it, bringing it to the screen.
Probably so.
Yeah.
If Albert Brooks was like about a decade younger, he would have been
perfect. He would have been perfect. Oh my God.
Or Steve Martin.
And after, you know, he's finally come out with a movie again that has shown that he has chops and abilities. Fucking Sandler, I could have seen him do it.
I kept thinking during this, man, I wish Bill Hader was older.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Because he would have been the guy.
Bill
here.
Hader could have been Bill Murray in the 80s. I could see him do.
Yeah,
this,
once again, too old.
Yeah, in the 80s.
In the 80s. Yeah.
Chevy Chase before he became.
Nobody
no,
wants
no,
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase could never have done this. He could never have done this. But
I don't think he's ever had nuance in a role.
No.
I can't think of a role where you're like, oh, that was a
Memoirs of an Invisible Man.
No nuance. No.
Shut the fuck up.
I love that movie.
Fletch is super.
I love that movie.
It's not a terrible movie, but it doesn't have any nuance.
No, it does not. I'm just kidding.
It's John Carpenter, though.
I do love it, but he does not have his name above the credits.
Joel McHale,
he's the only. I think so. He said that's the only movie that my name will not be above the credits because it's not really my movie, but it's a great movie. And this is a great movie too. I really enjoyed it. I really love what it had to say. I love that it was this this couple, you know, being forced to question what they thought they had, the lives that they thought they had, and it does it in really great ways. I mean, just watching these two, no matter what the dialogue is, no matter what the scene's about, watching these two pros, these two SNL alums who have made their name beyond that, just work off each other.
I mean, Dreyfus barely counts as an SNL.
She was there. She was
one
there.
Season.
One season. She was mostly
right. No. That's not me criticizing her. I'm saying she was on it for one season, and it was unquestionably the worst season that show ever
had. Women can do something
and
on
it
SNL,
wasn't her,
Chris.
It wasn't her fault. It was not her fault.
Chris hates SNL and women.
Oh, my God. I mean, that season had Robert Downey Jr. on it, too. I mean, what do you want? It was it had a great cast, terrible writer.
That wasn't the season that she was on.
Yeah, wasn't it? I thought it was.
It was the 85, I think it was the 84, 85
Plus,
season.
I don't think she was on for just one season. I thought she was on for one.
Well, they certainly never made much use of
Downey Downey Jr. was only on for one season. That's for damn sure.
I know the season that you're thinking of, and she was gone by then.
Was she? Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. I got it wrong.
But, yeah, I love, you know, these two pros, they've done so much. They've, you know, gone on to, you know, make their name beyond that show. And I love watching them play off each other. I think they got great chemistry together. I would watch them for a much longer film. In fact, I think the only criticism I really have of this film is that I wish I knew more of them as a couple before this happened. I wish I got to spend more time with them to find out what their dynamics
were. You
want
to watch the downhill miniseries.
But yeah, why not? Sure.
I will agree the epic chemistry just is still the playing off each other thing is the issue.
Yeah.
I feel like we're set. Like, okay, these people have been married for a long time. They got two kids. They're cool. Go, sort of thing. And I think that's really the only thing that sort of hampers the experience for me. Other than that, this is hilarious. It's got pathos. It does ask the questions it needs to ask in relation to this couple. I got to give this 8 out of 10. Italian ski instructors that don't really exist. I don't believe there are any.
There's anyone who's that sexy?
Yeah, that will massage your thighs after you've taken a lesson with them. No, absolutely not.
Well, he has to race down the mountain against the guy with four pop collars to save the ski resort.
Yeah. You're thinking of Hot Dog the Movie? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you thinking that like all ski instructors look like Zach Galifianakis? Is that the theory that we're positing here?
The idea of if you ski every day for most of the day for years on end, you're probably in amazing shape.
You're might have a butterface,
but when I was a kid,
with my luck, I will get a Zach Galifianakis ski instructor.
When I was a kid and I was a skateboarder and I was a dancer, I went skiing and I was like, this is so easy. It's so much fun. Yeah. And then I tried it again later as an adult after years of getting high and drinking. And it was like, this is so painful.
What has it not done to me?
My calves hurt. Where's the Italian guy?
Like Galifianakis.
So I would not go so far as to say that the chemistry between the two is palpable. You know, like I said, I think maybe things could have been done to bring it out. But it's just an uneven pairing, and that's sad because I think Will Ferrell is, you know, out of, you know, the SNL alums that are out there doing various things, he's one of the guys that I do see having that kind of latter half of his career being more like Bill Murray, where he's taking on. I mean, he's certainly proven that he can do stuff that isn't broad comedy, but he's being asked to bring a lot to bear here, and it's not a case of him not doing well with what he has, because I think he is doing well with what he has, but he doesn't have the toolkit that the Julia Dreyfus has. She's got way more experience and you know, just way more of an ability to portray nuance than he has at this point. I'm not saying that's always going to be the case, but at this point, it certainly is. And so that does take away from the fact that otherwise, I think this movie is pretty well done. I think it's fairly well directed. I had some problems with some of the cinematography choices, which I thought were a little basic and could have been helped by, once again, seeing reaction and action at the same time. But I think there's, you know, it's a pretty movie. I think the way that it's has been edited together is pretty well done, other than that little glitch. But yeah, it's really hard to overlook that the fact that you're kind of seeing two different movies as far as the character journeys, just because you're dealing with, you know, like the kid in your high school class that was the best drawer, going toe to toe with Fitzvigo. Mm. You know, it's two different kind of games, and it's jarring. It doesn't put me off enough to like, you know, dislike the movie or feel like my time was wasted.
I never heard you laugh more in a movie.
What's up?
I never heard you laugh more in a movie.
Oh, well.
I've been sitting next to
Boat. We haven't seen that many comedies.
I've been sitting next to Boat movies where he was laughing like that the whole time, and in the end goes, wow, that was horrible, right?
Yeah. I'm like,
what?
No,
you were laughing
we
so
haven't
long
seen that many comedies
I've learned
together,
to contain myself. And there's some great comedy here. There's some great scenes here. It doesn't cohere because, you know, I think the casting director made him a step, and it's hard to say that when you're dealing with such a big name and big money draw as Will Ferrell, but, you know, we mentioned a couple of the people that probably could have handled this better.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if Miranda Otto was playing the husband?
Hell, that'd be great. we'd definitely have some press
on
that. I
want that universe.
So the fact that I enjoyed the movie does not keep me from saying I wanted more out of this movie, and I could have had more with a more adept male lead.
That's fair.
So that being said, I'm still willing to give this 7.5 hours of screen time back at the lodge.
I'm glad somebody did that.
I don't want to give the impression that I think that Ferrell walked into this casually, because I don't think that he did. I think he worked very hard to try and get this right. And I think this is a complicated ask. And I think it calls for an actor who just has skills past what Ferrell has for this level of mixture of comedy and drama. It's a emotionally really complicated part to play. And he just wasn't the right guy to do it. That being said, I think there's a certain amount, too, of scenes where they're trying to insert some more broad comedy to appeal to American audiences, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Even Dreyfus has a misfire sequence that is a funny concept, where she's trying to masturbate in a stall after her experience with the Italian guy, and then they don't really know where to go with it, so they end it with a really bad slapstick joke that you're like, okay, that went nowhere, and it was just kind of awkward to watch it, like,
it was
peter
fine
out.
Until, the she falls on stall, and then it's just like, well, where are you going
to
go now?
Okay, that was like, that didn't really add up to anything. You should have ended it with just her doing that, not falling out of the stall, like, oh my god, she's frantically masturbating, that's funny. There was no reason to bring it to slapstick, and the movie makes several minor missteps like that. There's times where you're like, well, that was a thing that happened in the film, but you didn't do anything interesting with it. There's a scene with Ferrell where he almost gets in a fight with the guy, and I'm like, well, that just kind of happened, but a more interesting actor might have found a way to do something where that felt like it had more weight than it did. Because when on paper, you're like, okay, we see why that happened. We understand intellectually why that happened, but you didn't show me why that
I was
happened.
Hoping the guy with the fight would end up having a heart-to-heart talk with him, like in right? German. You know, you have to get in touch with your feelings.
Man. What is it, no, bro? That's do you not, want yeah. to hang
What's
out?
What's wrong, bro?
You're not wrong, though. It would have been an interesting come-to-Jesus moment yeah. in this film if the guy was like, hey, man. I don't even know you. Why would you do it? What's bothering you?
You're punching me, but you're trying to punch yourself.
You seem like you're not okay. Would you like to talk?
And then at the end of the movie, you'd watch him and Miranda Otto walk off together.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah. Perfect.
Of course.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
You're going to catch things. A dick tonight, yeah?
That's a line from the movie, by the way. Bo is not just weird.
No. Well, I like saying catch a dick.
Yeah, I wanted to like
show
this.
Chris and Bo met.
I wanted to like Whoa. The hell of Jesus. I wanted to like this more than I did. I still did. I still liked it more than I expected to. Maybe based on the Sundance reviews, which were very hateful, but
well, in general,
mediocre.
You're in comedies as well. You're tough.
But I tend to like nuanced comedies quite a bit.
Yeah, okay,
I just don't like broad comedies, and most wide release comedies are broad.
This
comedies.
Just in: very Chris fair. Not funny.
No, Chris funnier like than movies.
This just Whoa. In: Chris humor only appeals to stuck-up sticky beaks.
Well, that's not entirely untrue.
I sure your comedy's funny, but is it Death of Stalin funny?
You laughed in Birth
you
of Prey.
You shut your dirty whore mouth about Death of Stalin.
Sometimes I just like to catch a dick joke.
Chris is that pretentious.
I love Miranda Otto's sort of like, you know, sprinkler dance move.
She's the one character in here who is playing it all but completely broad, who is absolutely necessary to be in the
yes.
film
yeah, no,
playing
totally,
it that
totally,
way.
Totally.
But, she's the one to break up the realism to make it more dynamically funny.
But I do think this is an interesting film. Liggs had do not if you are well if it's a first date or near first date situation, do not go see this with your significant other. If it's a long-term relationship and you're already have yeah. things that might be bothering one of you, oh my god,
no,
do not go see this.
The second you definitely want to do the first you can pull off, it's just yeah, you can look at each other and go, ha, 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 aren't we glad we're sophisticated enough never to have to find ourselves in that position.
Or so basically if you're single like me, just say, hey, those dumb fucks.
But like I said, not in love with it, and I can't deny that to some degree it's hurt for me only because I already know everything that's going to happen. It's not that different from Force Majeure, so there's not as many surprises.
Was there enough space of time between watching that movie and this movie?
Right, it's not a matter of like saying this isn't as good or that's whatever. It's just I think there's something to be said by going, geez, how is this going to play out, and already knowing how it was going to play out.
This just in, Chris thinks America and Sweden are the same country.
Is this going to be a thing now?
Yes.
It's a thing now.
It might not have been if you hadn't said that.
I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 icy stares, which I'm giving Bo right now.
Ah!
You know, I will say, though, I just while talking about this, I do realize the one thing this movie really needed.
Less shitty.
More Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Fart jokes.
A younger child that's less of an asshole.
More cowbell.
Okay.
More cowbell. But, you know, it's like, I love those kids, man. Those kids were just like, I mean, at first of all, I thought they were like the Shining.
Frank, that was the going out joke.
The Shining Twins, and they were like the Greek chorus. Sorry.
Did you not recognize a going out joke?
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
This just in, fault. Chris can't tell a going out joke.